Well, today we have the Lord's teaching on the indissolubility of marriage between man and woman. And we have here, it's Mark chapter 10. And notice the contrast between the crowds that were always so hungry to hear the word of God proclaimed from the Lord, that they followed him into the district of Judea, across the Jordan. It says again, crowds came to gather around him. They were hungry for the word of God, hungry for the truth. And contrast their openness to the Pharisees, who approached Jesus, it said, to trap him, to test him. They were trying to find something to get rid of him. And so they asked him about divorce and remarriage, because John the Baptist had just been killed, had been beheaded over this teaching. John the Baptist had told Herod, it's wrong for you to live with your brother's wife. And because of that, Herod had him arrested. Eventually, he was beheaded. And so now they ask Jesus, Lord, Jesus, what is your teaching about divorce and remarriage? Are you going to speak out publicly too against Herod? And hopefully that would get rid of the Lord. That's what they wanted. They wanted to get rid of the Lord and trying to discredit him, trying to get him in trouble with the authorities and discredit him among the people. So what would he say? The Pharisees approach and says, is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife? Mark says they were testing him. How does the Lord respond? He responds with a question. What did Moses command you? Notice they don't say what Moses commanded. They respond, Moses permitted. Notice the difference. Moses did not command divorce. Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her. But again, the Lord was trying to go back to, what did Moses command you? Remember, the tradition is that Moses was the author of many of the Old Testament books, perhaps even the book of Genesis. And so what is it in Genesis? That marriage is between man and woman. It's an indissoluble bond. A man shall leave his husband, a man shall leave his father and be joined to his wife, etc. So the Lord was having them go back to what Moses commanded you in sacred scripture. But instead, they went to a passage in Deuteronomy where Moses permitted the husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her. Now, when you read history, many of the historians and theologians say, why did Moses do that? Why did Moses allow bills of divorce to be granted? And it was to safeguard the rights of women and to protect their lives. Many of the historians say that women in those days were treated like property and possession. And so if a husband was displeased with his wife, he could just get rid of her. She would have no recourse to any livelihood or funds. The dowry was already given to the husband. She would be homeless. She would have nothing. And so Moses made some regulations to protect the rights of women and to give them some livelihood and sustenance and certain rights if the husband and wife, if that marriage ended in divorce. And one theologian even says that because the marriage was until death do you part, if a husband, had no recourse to divorce, they would have their wife murdered or they would kill her. Therefore, they would then be free to marry again. And so again, Moses was trying to save the lives of women. He was trying to give them certain rights. That's why Moses permitted this bill of divorce and to dismiss them. But then Jesus now says, because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. Again, it was because of the hardness of the heart that this was done. But now Jesus says, let us go back to God's original plan for man and woman. From the beginning of creation, and Jesus quotes the Old Testament, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two become one flesh. They are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being must separate. So again, the Lord restores and teaches the truth about marriage. And notice he says it's between a man and a woman, between male and female. So the church is really one of the few voices in our society that is trying to safeguard the definition of marriage between man and woman. It's right here in the Bible. It's not between male and male, between female and female, that God's view of marriage is between male and female, man and woman. The church is not inventing that. The church is safeguarding that. The teachings of the Bible, the teachings of the Old Testament, the teaching of the New Testament is marriage is between man and woman, and that we should never dare to change the definition of marriage from what God's view on marriage is, and that marriage is a joining of the husband and wife, where the two become one flesh. Marital union, the indissolubility of a true marriage in the eyes of God. Jesus says they're no longer two persons, they have become one. And therefore, if God has joined them together, no human being must separate them. And then after this, the disciples question Jesus about this. And again, the Lord reaffirms this teaching very clearly. Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. Why is that? Because he's still married to his first wife in the eyes of God. And unless she passes away, or of course, unless the church can determine through the annulment process that a true marriage was never there from the beginning, then that person had never entered into a true marriage in the eyes of God. God had never joined them truly, even though they went through a ceremony. Therefore, and again, Jesus says, and she who divorces her husband and marries another likewise commits adultery. So what we have here today in St. Mark is the Lord's teaching that marriage is between man and woman. It is indissoluble. If a true marriage has taken place, then it is until death do they part.